Come round the front. What's that on your mouth, Phil? What's that on your mouth? Phil, come on. Phil, you got shit on your mouth, Phil.
That's front.
Go for it how? As in like.
Really?
You're mad.
You're sick.
How can a man go?
Yo, what's going on, people? And welcome back to the Koppo Show, formerly known as the Koppo Podcast. I go by the name of Big Geordie Jaws. I'm the General Jaws. I'm the one and only Jaws. They also call me Juicy J. And they also call me the Cinnamon Bun Lover. And I'm joined here today by my little Makaleles.
He's definitely said that one.
Defensive midfielder.
Well, it's not him.
That's why. Is that why
my little defensive midfielder?
Yeah, it's not him. And you don't. Like you don't play sports, so you
no,
don't
but
know
I've heard of it. I've heard that.
No, Makaleles is a serious player. He's a legend.
But he don't know what that is. He probably thinks it's a character in some fiction game or something.
Makalele. Is he Congolese? He probably is, isn't it?
You're looking at me like I know.
No, sorry, yeah, but he's black French man. A lot of them are like Congolese and
yeah, maybe.
So there's an animal named after him, or he's named after an animal.
He's named after something.
Landossi.
Makalele.
Landossi. Can probably do a bit of both.
I hate when he says that, you know.
A human. Mm-mm. I thought he was trying to do like a little trick thing and saying someone's name.
No, to be fair, no, it's not sea. It's land. It will drown.
Definite drown. Like instantly.
Yeah, 100%. It will be done.
Just hitting the ground.
It will be finished.
It couldn't even survive
could
a little
it
bit.
Even, could it even float?
Oh wow! Okay, so it's a heavy animal. Though.
Chicken.
Mm-mm.
No, this.
That's very stupid.
What, a chicken's not gonna drown? It's not gonna be able to swim, is it? Because it's full of feathers.
Why?
It's got feathers.
Yeah, but so does a duck, and a swan.
But a chicken can't swim. It's just common knowledge.
How do you know that?
It's just common knowledge. I'm not gonna try and prove it to you on this pod because I don't have the information.
Let's stick.
I think that a chicken could swim.
Nah.
Mm.
Mm-mm.
No, 100%.
The type of feathers ain't wet feathers.
No, but when you... But you don't know what a wet feather...
No, a duck has wet feathers sworn. They're like slick. So
like, do you know what these things are, yeah? Like swimming birds, yeah? A bird basically sits on the water.
Yes.
And the feet does all the work.
I understand that.
Do that again.
But you said it would sink straight away.
Yeah.
I don't think chicken with its legs would be able to stay afloat.
It won't. I know it'll be in trouble.
Why?
Is it a chicken? This man.
No, sorry. No, we haven't even made it anymore yet.
No, it's not a chicken, but I think that's not like you need to put
no, we're underestimating chickens. Chicken, yeah. No, they
like,
weren't
put
under
some respect on the chicken's work rate.
He said it will float. I mean, he said it will sink, so I'm just going to go for something heavy. Like a elephant.
No.
Elephants can swim, can't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they can.
Yeah. I'm kind of...
See, an elephant can swim, but a chicken can't swim.
It's different it's mechanics.
Different,
yeah.
it's different skin it's types. Nonsense. Different shapes.
An elephant.
Different...
Yeah, but an elephant's got the trunk and it's got power.
Wait, but can elephants even swim?
Yeah. I've seen it in Tarzan.
I don't think they can swim.
Have you seen Tarzan?
Let me Google it because...
Tarzan. Watch Tarzan.
Elephants are just... They're just big, so... They can touch the bottom of the ground.
No, they can swim, man. They can swim. I've seen it with my own two eyes.
Can
unless Disney was lying
to me.
I don't
think an elephant can swim.
Tell us what animal it is, because
yeah, we're not going to get it.
Yeah, we're not going to get it.
No.
Elephants, like all other mammals, can swim.
Yeah.
And there's loads of pictures of them.
And a chicken is a mammal.
He's got a point, but I'm never gonna try and I'm not gonna dispute with you. I'm not gonna dispute. Yeah, no, I give up because I can't think of what it could be.
Makalele is there. What's a makalele?
It's a cricket.
I would have never got that.
Really?
Yeah. You're looking as if like it shouldn't be.
I feel like we've been deceived.
Why?
When you say
let me Google it. Because they're not happy with your Lingala as it is.
I'm not. I've been happy for ages.
Yeah, but these ain't Congolese people. I'm deep in the Congolese community.
No, you're not.
I am.
You're not.
You got one Congolese friend.
I go to that strip in Tottenham where all the Congolese people reside.
That don't make you.
Do you know what's
have a hall pass?
Mad. It says Makalele means noises in Lingala.
Wow. So, okay. So we're being like we lied to again.
I don't know.
All right.
Where you're getting in your information?
Makalele noises.
Yeah, right, it means so noises.
Cricket noises right, in Lingala. All
right. Well, let me tell you, buffoons. Yeah. This. Yeah. Because I was a bit worried.
Yeah.
With my
while he's looking, introduce yourself.
Els, aka Mr. Make It Happen.
Yeah, it's your boy Fear, man. The one you will come to see. So go on, let's just wrap this up before we move on.
Yeah, so I've actually found a website now that translates what I need to, you know, and I'll type in cricket. So this is English to Lingala.
Yeah.
I'll type in cricket.
Where did you find that website?
Online.
Is this Google Translate or is this an actual like dedicated website?
It's not Google Translate because, you know, I don't think that they've, you know, developed.
What Lingala? So you trust this? What's this website called?
Onlinetranslationpro.com.
I don't know about that.
Translation Pro.
And there's a lot of ads. There's a lot of ads in this website.
Your phone will shut down, you know?
There's a lot of ads. Every time I put a letter in,
an ad pops off.
So
I hate them websites.
Right, English to Lingala cricket translate.
Okay, he don't look too sure.
What does it say?
Oh, I think we should continue with emphasis.
I wish you might have said something else.
It's not. Let me see. It's talking patois. How's it cricket your cricket? It's talking patois. Oh, yeah. It's got patois. Yeah. No, have you got yourself patois? If you got it from Lingala to patois.
Something must be wrong.
Cricket your cricket. You're mad.
Yeah, right. Oh. Yeah, well, yeah, I guess we'll
move on from that. Get rid of that. Yeah. Get rid of that.
Yeah.
That website.
Yeah, I guess we'll revisit that one.
How's your week been anyway?
Yeah, been good, you know. Can't complain.
Yeah, mine's been all right. I feel like the weeks are going kind of quick.
Yeah, it's March already, isn't it?
Yeah, 1st of March.
Yeah, the weeks are going proper quick.
Yeah.
But no, my week's been good.
Anything swift come up? Done anything?
Been laying low, you know, keeping my ears to the streets.
Oh, I don't even want to know what you've been hearing.
What, laying low? Yeah, no, nothing specific happened this week. I have like a little confession, but yeah, nothing like
confession.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get into that.
Dread's still growing.
Yeah, still growing.
They're going strong now, to be fair.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm going for like shoulder length.
Shoulder length dreads. Like the Bob Marley. That reminds me, I saw the Bob Marley film.
Do you like it? As a hardcore Jamaican man.
That likes big bottom Jamaican women in Oxford.
Listen. There was none of that in that film.
Okay.
Yeah.
There weren't no love interest that you thought, yeah.
No, it wasn't really that kind of vibe.
Okay.
But it was decent though. Like a lot of people, because I've clocked you, I've stopped listening to black people when it comes to reviews for certain things. Because I feel like black people can sometimes be very passionate if it's not about what they want. Because I know a lot of Jamaicans are watching it, but they wanted to see Bashman and more vibes. But the film itself was decent. I wasn't angry with it. It was calm. Like I felt like the vibe was all right. The only thing I would say, I would have liked to see them go into a bit more depth about him. Because they kind of focused on him being an adult, if that makes sense. Like, because they kind of focused on before he died, when he went to England and his last concert, or the big concert he done in Jamaica to settle the war out there. But other than that, it was calm. And he's got a lot of bangers. A lot of bangers.
I was going to go watch it, yeah. But I put a message on my Snap. Like, just to, like, you know, find out what...
Get the general consensus.
Yeah. So, you know, I put ear to the streets.
Yeah.
And what came back, it's not tempting me to go to the cinema.
What were they saying, though? A lot of these people black, by the way.
Yeah, so they said, you know, they said that it's around a 5-6 out of 10. That was the average that I was getting.
Yeah.
And about... 3 or 4 people said, if you can watch it at home, then watch it at home. Because to be fair, for me, I think that the cinema is it's a waste of money because I really struggle to
stay awake.
Yeah, stay awake in there because, you know, the lights get me and then the seat, you know, and it reclines back now. You can get drinks and stuff. So before you know it, after 90 minutes, I'm done.
That's the
I'm
trainers.
Really
the trainers. That's the trainers.
I'm really fighting it.
That's the trainers.
Like, think about it. Before darkness.
Not even before it, the thing comes up with the certification thing. He's gone.
Shoes off, darkness, drinks.
Yeah, fair enough.
And a reclining seat.
But you got to have a bit more focus. You can't just be conking out in 20 minutes.
Yeah, no, but they need to stop making the cinema so
dark.
Yeah.
What else would you...
Leave the lights on.
No.
That don't make no sense.
That's or an outside thing, you know, so get me so the raindrops, you know, you might fall asleep.
Will keep you up.
You might fall asleep before a little raindrop.
Wait, have you ever been to cinema 4D? Mm-mm.
No.
That would keep you awake. That's where,
with the glasses? IMAX.
Similar, but it's like the chairs shake and then it sprays. Like, say if there's like water.
Actually, I have
spray water at you. I think that would keep you awake. I think that's what you should. No, I don't think they got Bob Marley in there.
No, I can't.
For that,
I've no one spraying. You know. I'm spraying things in my mouth while I'm watching. Come on, bro. Yeah. And you're about to go Rasta, bro. You shouldn't be promoting that.
Nothing. Yeah, I'm not even entertaining, actually. I'm not even going back and forth.
So, wait. So they sprayed stuff in your face?
No, not in my face. It's just like...
Yuck.
Where?
Just creates an atmosphere.
Yuck.
It just creates an atmosphere. Yuck.
So
he's getting look. No.
That's what I'm giving vague answers.
How can he be like? So how can he lean back in the chair? He said. So Els, they were spraying things in your face.
So like, say if you go to watch an action movie or whatever, and the person's running, they'll shake the chair or something like that. That's what they do.
How would the chair shake? Up and down.
No, just the chair. I can't go into specifics of how this chair works.
So what if it's power now and power is in 4D, and.
Power.
Yeah, and Ghost is shagging Angela. Gonna...
What? Wait, just...
yeah.
I think that would be very perverted if your
and
chair...
And Elvis climbs back in the seat. And the seat's just going... so now, Elvis is now Angela. And the thing is, just as Ghost... it's gonna finish. They just spray some water in his face.
I don't think that's
legal.
Is that what?
I don't think
that's a horrible experience.
I don't think that's legal.
Your back will be killing you.
Is this the kind of stuff you're promoting?
Don't go see Power.
Don't go see Power.
That's non-consensual.
That's
non-consensual. I wouldn't go to that.
Nah. Yeah. But you know what's funny?
The seat would just recline L's, you know? just be laying back like...
Nah.
And I don't think they show power.
On a random, but with that power, it's mad. Because Ghost, he loves shagging Angela, you know?
That's the love of his
life. He always have his neck muscles really pushing out. His neck muscles...
I could never be an actor doing sex scenes.
Why?
I'll lose myself.
Would you?
What, like, you'd be too involved in it?
Everybody out! Out! Everybody, get out!
You lose
cut
your job.
Cut the camera! Cut the camera!
Why? What will happen? What are you going to start doing?
We'll have to go.
You're going to get aroused.
We will have to go.
Can you imagine this man wooded? Skit everyone out! Everybody out of here! Everybody out of here!
And I'll even use this to clear everyone out! But everyone out! Out! Out!
What a tramp.
You'd be
Everybody else.
You'd be arrested.
They're putting you on some kind of list after that. There's no way.
Think about, no,
it's Hollywood.
Cool. Imagine in Power, being Tommy.
Yeah.
With
Lala.
Lala.
Yeah, it's true.
That's you're done. Off,
I know that. I'll be on that as well.
You're done. You wait.
You're done. I'm making it to the next scene.
you're done. Because the thing is, after that scene, you have to go to bed. Because you're going to be knackered. You are going to be knackered. I think the mental... Like the mental fight, to stop yourself saying, "Oh my days, don't arouse yourself, don't arouse yourself." But you'll be tired.
What did they do to not that?
But you can't do anything. You can't. Like, you actually can't do.
But I feel like Ben, you would know more about that kind of stuff.
Ben's done
stuff. No, I don't know about that.
No, but like, he knows about the acting side of things.
Like, is there a particular thing that they do before or during sex scenes?
Yeah, you have what's called.
Oh, someone stops it from going in.
Is it? What if they're both on it?
Yeah, I guess it's.
Really?
Oh
well,
shit!
I don't know. It's like the other thing.
But like, go for it. How? As in, like, as in that.
Really?
You're mad.
You're sick.
How can man go? You see, how can man go? That's mental, Jordan.
What, like,
man, say go for it. How? You're not well.
Warm it up.
What, like, what, like, how? Like, how do they?
No, sick man.
No, that's crazy. That's actually crazy.
Shit.
But yeah, no. Let's get into confessions.
Because
this guy's getting
would
a bit.
Go for it though. Like if the scene like was like, yo, like it's a sex scene now, and we need to. Like, make this look really authentic.
No. I'm not going to start rassing off on set. Because I could lose my job.
But what if she's on it? What if she's on it?
We'll link up after.
No, but the sets coordinate is coming. And I said, you know...
This is...
You know, are you happy with this? Are you happy for this to be inserted? Are you happy to insert? Yes, I am. You know, contract assigned. You know, and in the midst of things, you're wooded off. She's leaking.
It's going to end one way, though, isn't it? It's going to end one way.
Yeah, it's only going to end one way.
Wooded off and leaking, that's a bad combination.
But if it's Lala, I might keep on messing up the shot.
What?
How?
Like, you know, a wrong line or something. Nah. And the director's like, all right, cut! All right.
Nah,
nah.
No, I know what happened.
Reload it.
I know what happened. I know. Jordan will be kissing. Like, Jordan, bring your head up. Why is your head so down there?
So we can't
you need to be
see
in the
it.
Shot.
So we can't
get your head in the shot. Your head's completely out of the shot, Jordan. We can't even see you.
We can't see you.
Bring the waves up.
So there's no dialogue.
What are you doing round the back? What's your head doing round the back, Fionn? Fionn, come round the front. What's your head? What's that in your mouth, Fionn? What's that in your mouth? Fionn, come on. Fionn, you got shit on your mouth, Fionn.
That's fucked.
That's
fucked up.
You shouldn't be round the back.
That fucked up. Because everyone's watching that.
Hey, come on. Come on.
Multiple cameras.
Come on.
Director, runner.
Fionn, what are you doing round the back? Fionn.
Producer.
All right. Wipe your mouth. All right. And you know what? Everyone take half an hour.
It's a cut.
Everyone take flavors.
It's a cut.
Stupid.
Oh,
man said he's gone round the back.
It was fun. There's always a sound man holding the thing above the thing as well.
Yeah. Okay.
So sound speeds.
Yeah. No. The shit on the mic. The shit on the mic now.
You're dumb. Oh. Man, let's get into confessions. So let's do All Rise, man.
Oh, shit.
The back of my head's killing me. Oh.
All Rise. Cool, it's not a session.
Right. So I've got actually a mad confession. I brought it to the group chat the other day. But yeah, I just want, this is like a public service announcement. So I've been told by a young lady that someone was using my image to be a catfish. And I feel like people need to understand it's not fair and it's not nice to do things like that. But the way the person lined it up, you would actually think it might have been me. Like, so they created a Tinder profile and it was like, oh yeah, Fionn, 31. And the bio was, let's grab some cocktails.
Oh,
so I said, this person...
That's pretty close to what you
I said, this person's been studying me.
You would say.
But yeah, the girl brought it to my attention and she was basically like, oh, like we're supposed to, like you said that you was up for meeting up, but you just haven't responded. for a couple of days.
Wait, so how did she find you? So she found,
she found you on Insta?
Externally?
Yeah, on... She was like, oh, it's that.
That means she must have been really looking forward to the day.
Yeah, and she said that the person just kind of went ghost. And then just the profile was gone.
And it definitely weren't you.
Oh, no, I'm not on Tinder.
Anymore?
No, I've never been on there.
Oh, okay.
It's only been on Hinge. So that's when she told me. I was like, oh, sorry if that's happened to you, man. But I was thinking, should I report it?
Yeah, someone's using
who your... do I report it to?
Don't know. Instagram, Tinder.
Who would you report a catfish thing to? MTV?
That, unless you were willing to go on the show. Yeah.
That's bad, though. Has that ever happened to you before? Have what? You ever been the subject of or catfishing someone using, my or someone using catfish, you man. As a catfish?
Not that I know of.
Recently, someone's used my belongings and I don't know what they're doing with it.
What do you mean?
In the past 2 weeks, my license plate on one of my vehicles has been stolen twice.
Is it?
What, and someone's whipping around the ends? Are they getting tickets and that?
I don't know. I'm waiting to find out.
Oh no! How did you know?
Yeah, how did you know that?
Because I came back to the vehicle.
Yeah.
Twice.
And no number plate.
And there's no license plate on the back.
That's
my. Oh no.
But one time, one of our drivers came and picked it up, and he's like, "Oh, yo, like the license plate's gone, it's gone from the back." I'm like, "What?"
Yeah, that's mad.
So I got it replaced. Then this week, I think it was like Tuesday, came out, no license plate again.
Yeah, must be the same person. Someone's coming back and
someone's running it up.
But I think someone's messing with me. Like, I think because where I park one of the vehicles.
Yeah.
Like.
You should have parked there.
No, I legally I can, but it's outside someone's house, so like it's been egged sometimes.
I wouldn't want a 9-seater outside my house every day, I'll be honest.
Yeah, so it's not even that. It's 17.
17? Oh yeah, now you're taking a piss.
So
That's so someone's tried to catfish. I just thought, please, like, if you're doing it, just stop. It's not nice.
Would you take the young lady that was looking for a date?
No, it's not even that. I'm not looking at this moment
anymore.
In time.
You're just.
But chilling. If you was looking, would you
take her on a date?
It's not even about that. It's just I feel like it's a bit unfair on her.
Yeah, but
are you just asking in general? I don't really know what she looks like because she just reached out to me on the DMs and her profile was private. But from what I saw, it can't really make out what she looks like properly.
Okay.
But yeah, I just thought, like, again, I apologize to that young lady that's happened to her, but it's not me on Tinder. And if anyone's matched with someone on Tinder trying to be me, it's not me. I'm not on any dating apps.
Did she say how long they were talking for?
No, she sent me a voice note, but I'm not going to play it.
No, yeah.
Because I don't think it's fair on her. But yeah, she seemed like she was a bit embarrassed.
It's not her fault.
She was like, oh, like, obviously I thought it was... And the person was talking about, oh, hey, beautiful.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, I think we should meet up and go for a date. And she was like, yeah, let's go.
Not really your kind of...
Yeah.
I wouldn't say hey, beautiful. I'm not really a hey, beautiful kind of man.
Yeah, you want like, yo, bro.
No, I wouldn't even say yo, bro. It's more of a
wagwan,
right. Not wagwan. You're right. Like, yeah, hey, you're right.
You're right.
No. Don't make it seem like that. But it's like you're right. You're right. Don't forget.
You're right.
Forget. Yeah, you're right.
It's quite informal.
Calm.
Jamaican.
You're right. Can't be saying that. But yeah, that's my confession anyway. What about you lot?
Similar to Jordan's last week, just fell off in terms of diet and...
Did you?
And I don't know if he was going to gym or not that week, but I just... What happened? I felt sick Monday and Tuesday.
What was you eating though?
No, I weren't sick from food. I was just like, just had a cold.
Oh, you was unwell?
Yeah. Because I think we went out Sunday.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I just had a cold or whatever. I just thought, fuck gym. Didn't go for the whole week. Still ain't been... Went M&S and cleared the bakery section.
Oh, no else.
Yeah.
Bro, do you know what's mad, yeah? Why is it, like, when you feel sick, yeah, like, you just have to eat mad.
Madness, yeah.
And it's always cakes for me as well.
But when you feel ill, like, you've got a flu or something.
Yeah, because, like, I recovered from a little flu too, yeah? But I went to M&S as well. And the Yum Yums got me.
Yum Yums.
No, that's what I bought.
Oh, the Yum Yums in M&S Peak?
Oh, on the 4-pack.
Yeah.
Oh,
is it?
But do you know what's so mad, yeah? Like, they got me to the point where I didn't make it home.
Wait, you ate them
in the car.
What, they just slapped off
slapping
like that?
Off, and because they're slapping, slap,
M&S
slap.
M&S 4-pack yum yum.
They're
four pack
yum, short and thick.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa! Oh, come on. Oh, Els, you're eating something else, man.
Come on, man.
You're eating something else. We're talking about yum yums.
Short. That's dick, Els. Yeah. Oh. That's dick.
Get your mind out the gutter.
They're short and thick. You know that sounds mad, though. You can't even defend yourself. Because you know you...
You've been eating stuff that's short and thick.
Glazed.
Glazed.
You know you're in trouble there.
But yeah, they're really nice. I think, yeah, I bought that.
Yum yums.
Yeah. I bought those.
Short
I bought
and thick.
Hot cross buns. What else did I buy?
Iced.
Hot cross buns.
What, all in the space of how many days?
Well, and I bought all of them the same day.
How much did you spend in there? Because M&S ain't cheap.
Oh, probably about 30, 40 quid.
£30-40 on pastries, Els?
Not just pastries. I got some juice as well.
Oh, okay. I was about to say.
Do you know what else is good from there, yeah? The 4-pack Victoria sponge cakes.
I didn't see them. Because I went late.
Bro, they got like the mini 4-pack Victoria sponge cakes. My goodness.
Is it? No, M&S is good for most things, though.
Yeah.
That's one place I can say the standard is high. Around the shop.
Yeah, no, it is.
I'm talking is. Buttons.
Yeah, yeah. Petrol.
Top, everything about yeah, M&S.
Even M&S.
It's premium.
Yeah, no, it's a good level. Good standard.
Yeah, it is.
It's a good standard. But you got anything to confess?
No, I think I've been kind of clean.
You want to talk about the academy? Or no?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's a massive thing.
Oh, yeah.
I need to repost that, to be fair.
Yeah, I launched my trials for my post-16 scholarship academy at AFC Croydon Athletic. So if you're aged 16 to 18 and you're looking to get into football and stuff and do some education at the same time, then we'll put the link in the bio.
And put a...
little poster.
Poster,
yeah,
as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, and the poster as well.
You don't ever talk about that. You don't like talking about it.
No, you don't. No, like when I come here,
you
want to
be silly.
You forget that you do.
Yeah, I just forget about anything. Like, I'm not even trying to be serious when I come here.
Jordan forgets his role in society.
It's mad. Like I'm not even trying to be serious when I come here. So I just forget about everything else.
Yeah, fair enough.
And just chat shit.
No, fair enough. Yeah, but that's big though.
Thank you, man.
That's a big little scholarship still.
Thank you.
All right, cool. Yeah, well, let's get into questions anyway. Well, I've got a question for you, like, yeah. So I've actually got two. I'll pick. I want to see what one I want to pick. So, if you could listen to one song for the rest of your life, yeah. So I'm talking the whole playlist is just cleared, and you're now only able to listen to this one tune. I know it's hard. What would you pick and why?
I've got a gospel song that I listen to every morning.
What's it called?
Psalm 23, I'm Not Alone.
Is it banger?
Banger.
Like, is it one of them ones with like ad-libs?
Mad
and... ad-libs. Oh, that... like, mad Jordan ad-libs. Loves the ad-lib, you know?
Yeah,
like,
it does.
He like, loves when it. I play it in my car...
You just like the ad-lib. That's all you sing along to.
Yeah, no, but like, you see gospel tunes, yeah? Like, the ad-libs are so hard because, like, there's normally a choir...
Yeah, and they're doing it all in unison.
So it's like you feel like you're there. So like the ad-libs, like you might say, like whatever, and then the choir will follow in after you. So it's like
Thing's got that on Smash, Kirk Franklin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's got the choirs on Smash.
Yeah.
But so it'll be Psalms 23.
Yeah, yeah. I'm Not Alone by Joshua Sherman.
What about you, Els?
Dunno, you know.
I have a thing. I was torn between Vibes Cartel, Beg Your Fuck.
No,
I think that's a great song.
Vibes Cartel, Beg Your Fuck for you.
Deserves a Grammy.
And you want to play that deserves, all the time?
All the day.
I would listen to that song. I could listen to that song every day.
You're too old.
Oh. Or a gospel song. The gospel song that I like is Gyra by Maverick City.
I like that, yeah.
Really
yeah.
nice song.
I like that.
So I was torn. But I'll probably go with Gyra.
Just
close yeah. behind Beg Your Fuck, though. Because I think Beg Your Fuck's a banger.
Yes, every not? Day.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so you wake up somewhere, I don't know where we are.
Me, I tell us, yeah, every day.
Belly fat.
Belly mark up. Big fat cocky, make your pussy talk.
Nah, that's too much.
You can't do that every day.
When I'm in the car, you can't be stamping it right now.
I'm in the gym. Belly flat, belly mark up every day.
No, I'm saying. Big fat, I can make a pussy club. Yeah, tell you something, I beg. Yeah.
Lap pull downs.
Nah, that's too much.
Or motivating.
Yeah, that's too much.
Like, get wine to the body, get
wine to the body. Turn around, turn around. Be a bug shot. Force one to cut you like this. I jacked up with me. Use the BlackBerry, take a snapshot.
No, that's too much. No.
Yeah, but this is my personal choice.
Yeah, that's too much, you know.
Big your fuck vibes.
No. Man said, make me lose my back. No. Oh. That's too much for you, man.
Nah, man, trust me. I know.
I hear what he's saying, but not every day.
That's vulgar.
I'm sending you what I like.
That's what tunes to.
No, that's the one I like. That's the one. That's one of my favorite. It's brilliant. I think it should have got a Grammy anyway.
So when you got women around?
No. Not
so you wouldn't run that?
Wait, so when did you listen to that?
Just different times of the day, man.
Just give
on
us
your
like,
own.
A real time.
When I would actually listen to that.
Yeah.
After a long day at work. It'll make me happy.
You walk home from work, so...
That's just
what you're listening to on the streets on the way home.
Yep.
You're a dangerous man.
He must go home and do himself up. And he must walk in right.
Why though? But what, this is, it doesn't make me horny.
Open up the laptop.
Yeah.
Laptop open. It's a rough one. Unbuttoning the blazer.
Hey, you're nasty.
I know so much, yeah. He's in his suit.
Like, you know when the pockets are hanging over there? The pockets are hanging over the belt.
He's got a shirt on top. His tie hanging over his shoulder.
You're sick.
You need help.
You're sick, man.
I don't wear a suit to work.
After a long day at work.
Yeah.
That's what you're going home to do.
Kicking off your loafers.
So what would you listen to?
he's kicking them off mid-jerk.
Els, what about you?
Probably Sade. Cherish the Day. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like I can do that.
Wait, sing that one?
Nah, I can't. I haven't got the vocals.
But I don't know it.
You can in your own time you could go listen to it.
Sade, Cherish the Day. Yeah. Is that one of her big songs? Is that more like an album cut?
No.
Because when I think of Sade, I think of Your Love is King.
No, it's one of her big songs.
It's actually that would be in Sade's top
100%.
10.
If she came to perform, like
Cherish the Day.
Yeah, 1,000,000%. You wouldn't miss that off the set list. That's what I listen to.
Hold on, this is a bit, hold on. So I wouldn't want to go to heaven.
Read the whole thing.
Okay, do you know what? That's enough for me.
Read the whole thing.
Is that what it says?
Read the whole
thing. So working for the devil.
Let him go through the whole thing.
He's
blocked one thing out of a three-verse song.
No, but I'll be honest, Els. That's enough to make me not want to listen to it anymore.
That's fine.
I don't want to go to heaven. So where's she going?
You don't have to.
This is what you're singing.
In your own time.
And you're singing.
And in your own space.
Day to day.
You can listen to that song.
It is a beautiful song.
That's
the one thing I heard. I just said, I don't want to go to heaven. If you're singing that, Els.
One thing out of three verses. There's a lot. Look. You're waiting for it.
Oh, yeah, no.
Come on,
man. Come on,
Els. I'm not even
going to
go back and
forth.
Come on, Els.
That's mad.
That is mad. That is mad. So where do you want to go?
Else.
There's even two places, man.
I want to go to heaven.
You've gone up an escalator or down that slide. Pick your side, mate.
Wait, Els. You need to reconsider that. You don't want to.
He's plucked Charlotte one.
Charlotte's really good.
That is mad. You need to stop listening to her.
One sentence out of
it's three
a big
verses. Sentence.
And she slowed it down.
Yeah.
He hasn't read what was before. He hasn't read what was after. I'm not going to go back and forth with him. But for the purpose of this, that was hilarious. I love it.
Oh, my days. But anyway, what's you lot's questions, didn't you?
If you could fight One
fight, yeah. Like physically.
What else?
It could be in a court of law.
physically, a celebrity or someone of wealth, and you take all of their earnings for the rest of your life. Who would you choose?
Oh, I'm going for Jeff Bezos. I'm taking him.
I don't know if you could beat him up. I'll be honest.
Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
But
he's kind of like he gyms and that, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think you could.
But the thing is,
because I seen your measly skipping video.
But what I would say is,
just from the way I don't feel on skips.
Yeah, you're not on piss.
Yeah, like you ain't got the. Yeah,
it's worth a chance then. Wait. Fair enough. You lot are disrespecting. But if you're telling me that if I fight a man, and I can take his wealth,
yeah.
You think I'm fighting clean? I'm losing elbows. I'm biting. I'm doing everything to win that money. 100%.
Next man.
I'll bite his neck. I'll do everything just to make sure I win. 100%.
So a love bite.
So you'll give him a love bite in exchange for his
wealth. For his wealth. You should really respect yourself.
I'm biting the man to the point where I'm playing dirty. That's what I'm saying. I'm playing dirty.
You'll bite the man's neck.
Yeah. I think you should go home and take a long look at him.
You know what I'm talking about, though. I'm winning the fight, regardless. That's what I'm saying.
Don't think you have to bite him.
That's
just kinky.
You got some other things. Like, you got these. Like, you start the fight like
feet,
this.
You got knees. But yeah. There's a lot.
There's so much.
I want to bite him. That's your first point of call.
You know what? Fuck it.
Yam up the man's neck.
It's disgusting. It's not on.
But you can't listen to the vibes anymore, man.
What about you, Jordan?
Yeah, probably.
Jeff Bezos.
Yeah. Is he the richest man?
Sure, in the world?
Mm. Ain't he?
I don't know.
I think he is.
Or do you know what? If it's not him, then I'll do one of those, because it would be easy probably, like one of those...
Misfits, guys.
No, like Indian billionaire guys.
Whoa. Now we're playing.
Thin ice.
Wait. Whoa, now.
Wait, I'm going to find the richest the richest Indian man.
The more that you have had to make I'm elaborate, it's the more that it could come across as racist. Yeah?
Wait, we need to tell the jury to comment. I feel we need to comment, whoa, George. If you could just comment, whoa, George, please. WOAH Jules.
A lot of them, they don't gym.
He's got 100, well, it says here 100 billion, but you know they normally have more than.
Who?
This is Mukesh Ambani, 66 years old.
There we go. Perfect.
He could be trained.
What he looks like?
I can't lie, he might be able to take him still.
You know what I mean? Of course. Piece of cake.
That mustache is serious.
I'll punch him up. Easy. Is that the richest man in the world?
In India. 100 billion.
I'm nice.
I don't like the fact that you're targeting them, though.
Why?
I don't like it.
Why?
I'm going India to mash up works. I don't know. I'm going India to mash up works.
You could have gone to Africa.
Yeah, there's so many
different places. America. Rich men in India.
You could have gone China.
Why do you feel like you could go to India and be
India?
Okay. China,
yeah,
is a country that is very common for martial arts. Okay, I'm not going there to get myself done up. Okay, the Arab countries, they have a lot of corrupt jail systems. Yeah, we saw what was happened to Fredo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going there. India now. They're a bit more lenient with things. You've seen, my man, he looks like very goofy. He doesn't go to the gym.
Yeah.
And he looks like he eats a lot.
Okay.
I'm quite fit and I'm active.
Yeah.
So it should be easy.
You got to match your works in
it
India.
It should literally be 1, 2, and then the money's in my account.
You're dumb.
It should be that simple.
What about you guys? How would you answer your own question, though?
There's a guy called David Rockefeller.
Oh, right, you've talked.
He's 101 years old and he's worth, I think, about 3.9 or 3 point something billion.
Okay.
He's 101, you punch him square in the face, he's out.
Cheap.
That's it.
See, and the difference here is 100 billion.
Yeah.
3.9 billion.
Yeah. That's all I need. I don't need.
Come to India.
There's a big off. Actually, nobody knows if you join it.
Please.
Yeah.
Please.
Come to India.
George?
Where is the next holiday destination that you guys are planning? Because I'm thinking of
going.
Yeah, of heading off somewhere.
Planning in terms of like where I would like to go.
Where would you like to go? Yeah.
So, all right, so the other day on Insta, I was talking about going to Africa, and a place that kept on flagging up and was Gambia. I just like, Gambia's a vibe. Like, apparently, it's like the Jamaican part of Africa.
My grandma's been there, to be fair.
Yeah,
my mum's been there. Back.
Yeah, okay, see, yeah. A lot of people say, what did she say about it?
Yeah, she liked it.
Yeah, my grandma liked it as well.
So, yeah, Gambia. And the food's nice as well.
Yeah, my mum said the food's nice.
Yeah. So that's where I might go. I might go Gambia. Because like, I've never been to Africa
solo
before.
Or
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it, but I just want to go to Africa. I've never been to the continent. And I feel like you lot have been. You've been, right?
Morocco. So like 4 hours away.
Are you in Morocco?
Yeah.
It's basically France. It's Europe. It's Europe.
Yeah.
4 hours. Come on.
You're better off saying you ain't been there.
Exactly.
Easy jet.
Shot himself in the foot there.
Easy jet to Africa. Yeah.
Easy jet goes to Morocco.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not far.
Yeah, been
where you been? Where you been? Ghana.
You've been
just Ghana.
Ghana, Ivory Coast, Gabon.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Tunisia.
What would you say you like the most about when you've been to Africa and in the different countries? What would you say you like the most about it?
I think I like those countries because it's like culture. So like obviously like growing up, I've been on party holidays, like the islands, like Miami, Vegas.
I've seen it.
And things like that. But like as I've gotten older, I enjoy countries that have like culture
to it. Yeah.
Yeah. So like music, food and things like that.
It's just rich when you go there.
Yeah, it's things to do.
Yeah. Like rather than like you just wake up, okay.
Let's get burst.
So drink. Are we gonna go to tonight?
Yeah. There's things to see, things to do.
Yeah, like you learn about the history of the country and things like that.
Like if you didn't go out clubbing one night, you still had a good day.
Yeah.
No, I get that.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Yeah, fair. What about yours? Is there anywhere you're planning to go?
I got Barbados booked, but
you've been there?
Yeah. But I'm planning to go. I wanna go Zanzibar.
Oh, Zanzibar, yeah?
Yeah. But I don't
What makes you want to go over there?
What, at the moment?
Yeah, like what's making
it's in my budget.
Oh, is it quite cheap?
Ish, for the
Not to say your budget's cheap, so that's wrong.
Safari there, isn't it?
Huh? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
When I was looking, I think flights and hotel was about, I think it was like, maybe like 1.8.
Okay.
Yeah.
All inclusive for hotels or?
For like 7 days. I don't know about the. I don't know if it, I think it was like half board or full board. One of the
okay.
two. But yeah, I just thought, oh yeah, I can do that. That's fine.
Zanzibar, that would be a vibe, man.
So yeah, I want to go there, but I haven't booked it yet. I've just been looking at it.
Come on. Have you got anywhere in mind that you're actually thinking about, like that you want to try and touch?
I think I want to go to Jamaica. You know.
Wait, have you been?
No.
You haven't been?
Nah, man.
Never.
It's expensive to get there now, dude. I don't know what's happening because that's what I was looking at first.
But like, I can't lie. Like, I think like the next time, like maybe in like July or something. Like when I got a week off, I'm
just gonna fly out there.
Just gonna go there.
You got family there?
Yeah.
Would you stay? Oh, no. Yeah, no.
Like you see, like when I go, like even now, yeah, as an adult, like when I went back to
Guyana.
I wouldn't stay with family anymore.
Mm-mm.
Because
it's boring.
Like it's not even well to be fair, I've got family my age now, innit? Yeah, so it's different.
Oh, so they can take you out.
Yeah. But I think I'd just rather just stay
in a hotel.
Yeah, in a hotel, like on my own. Like I can wake up when I want. Like so it's like a proper holiday, innit?
Yeah.
And then they can come and pick me up if I need to go.
If you need to do something, yeah.
Yeah. No. I really want to go Ghana still, but every time I see the price, I think that's extortion. I'm not paying that.
It's Ghana expensive? I thought it's quite cheap.
That's one of my best holidays.
Flight,
you know?
What, Ghana? Flight price.
Yeah.
Why?
Like it's just the culture. Stuff. Yeah, man. Like it was good.
It's a beautiful country.
Yeah, and it's just like I don't know. I just felt free there, man.
In Ghana. That's what I've heard that so much times, you know.
Yeah, like I just felt free.
It's got like a certain vibe about it.
Yeah.
And I think I was there for like 2 weeks. And like, you know, normally like a holiday, after like 5 days, you think, oh, like this is long, but.
But you just liked it.
Yeah, I was just chill. Yeah, I was blessed.
That's better. Oh, I need to go. Yeah, like, I want to go, but every time, I think last time I checked the price during, because I wanted to go Christmas, it was like 1.8 for the flight economy. And I just said, you're mad.
1,800 just for flight alone?
Direct.
Wow.
I just said, yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, that's
like, but do you know what's so mad? You see, like, there's certain places, yeah, like Ghana and Jamaica, where I feel like there's a stigma where, like, it's only going to be good at Christmas, yeah, for Ghana. Or Dream Weekend for Jamaica.
No.
But you can actually go at... Whenever. Yeah, like whenever, and it's still good.
Similar vibes.
Like, I swear down, yeah, on my snap, I see people in Jamaica probably like every month. Mm. And it still looks good.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah, so
I'm gonna find myself there.
Mm. You should go. You'd love it.
On a sandy beach.
Love it. Jamaica's... You'd love it, man. Jamaica's
I can't lie, I just thought you'd been already.
No, I need to go.
All right, cool. It's time for Ears to the Streets, man.
Oh, shit. Yeah, Ben, cue the music. And we're back. Ears to the Streets news. Again, on the housing crisis. London room up for rent for £400 a month. But here's the catch. You have to look after the landlord's children for 3 hours a day and move out on weekends.
So it's an au pair.
Yeah, you're paying to look after someone's use, and then you have to fuck off for the weekend because they're coming back home. Would you do that if you was low on options for somewhere to stay? Oh, this is Clapham as well, SW12. So it's a prime area. You can get around London quick.
It's for four bills a month.
£400 a month.
How old are the kids?
So what am I going to do on the weekend?
Yeah.
Their kids are 1 to 3 years old.
Yeah, what am I doing on the weekend? Homeless.
It's up to you.
Wait, 1 to 3? Yeah. Oh, no, that's too much, man.
That's stress.
He said they're very sweet.
No.
In the bio.
If they're kids where you can just, you know, give an iPad, cut up some apples and some grapes, and that's it, and you can leave them until it's bedtime, then maybe. But a 1 and a 3-year-old.
Yeah. It's hard work, man.
I'll be knackered.
Yeah, it's hard work. That's how you'll be really tired every day.
And like, I'll probably need the room on the weekend.
Just to recover from your job. Yeah.
From those meddling kids.
That sounds like a job for a student to me, though. I mean, not a job set up for a student.
Yeah.
You know, someone that might be studying at home.
And they've got that spare time.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. Like,
so if you were
I couldn't do it. I'll be shouting at the place at my landlord's kitchen. Fuck off! Fuck off! Get out of my room, you pricks! Go back to your dad!
You'll be arrested.
I know.
Yeah, that's
what I can do.
Like, can't shout out people's use like
that. Yeah. Oh, I told him to fuck off.
Like, yeah, you can't shout out people's use.
Like, the BBC, they were set up a sting.
What's it called? The Watchdog? Or Panorama? Yeah.
What, because I'm telling the kids to fuck off?
Yeah. Like, you'll be in prison by the morning.
Telling kids to fuck off from Panorama, you'd be finished.
Yeah, I'll be a public enemy number one, innit?
And I thought that's... Fit something people remember for life. Like, remember that guy.
There he is. Look at him. Aggressive. Yeah.
Oh, all right, cool. Woman calls police after becoming a millionaire for months without knowing. Deborah had no idea she scooped the £1 million prize. A mum called the police when she was told she'd won £1 million. Deborah Burgess had become a millionaire without knowing. After missing a vital email sent her way. Deborah, 56, landed a cool £1 million from the National Lottery. Basically, long story short, because this goes on for ages, she was in hospital.
Mm.
She got an email from the National Lottery to say,
you're
a millionaire.
Yeah.
She hadn't checked it for God knows how long. She then woke up.
She's in a coma?
Apparently that she was really, really sick. Not a coma, but... like
unwell.
Yeah, unwell. So she went checking her emails and
she's quite old. That's the last thing in her mind.
Yeah, and plus she's quite old as well.
Thing in her mind.
Grandma's ain't really checking their emails like that.
No way.
Once she came out of Leicester Hospital, she had found out she was a millionaire. Called the police to alert them. I don't know why she called the police. It doesn't explain why she called the police either.
They ain't gonna do nothing.
Yeah, she just said, I don't check my account. And then she booked a holiday with the money.
Did she get, she got the million?
Yeah, she got the million. Yeah, she got it.
But why is she calling the police? I don't understand.
She doesn't explain why she called the police. That'd be...
No, but the thing is though, no, but let's have some sympathy for her. Yeah.
She said it was the shock of her life.
So she called
exactly. The... Look, yeah, okay. She's been in an induced coma. Yeah.
Mm.
She's woken up.
Yeah.
Here we go.
He didn't say induced coma, but
yeah. Well, yeah, okay, but let's. All
right. Yeah, don't yeah, diagnose her. Don't diagnose her. Don't diagnose her. Yeah. Let's say she's been in induced coma.
Look, we don't know the full story.
But you know what's annoying? Yeah. He's lining it up, you know. He's lining up the story. He's like, look, she's been in an induced coma. She only goes like that. That's the curtains. That's the curtains. She's been in an induced coma, so she's in the bed like this.
It's the blue curtains. It's the new curtains opening up.
The little half thing.
That's right. When it goes all the way around the little cube.
Yeah, go on. She was in an induced coma.
Yeah, so obviously, yeah. So she's woken up from an induced coma, yeah? So think about it. The machine, yeah, has gone from, you know, steady beeps to, you know, she's woken up now.
Yeah.
She's checked her emails now. She's now gone into a state of shock.
She's in a hospital.
Exactly. Listen, have you ever been sedated before, El?
No.
Yeah, I woke up from sedation.
He can relate.
I've been sedated, yeah? And when I woke up, I didn't know where I was, yeah? I told you not the story. I was hearing voices behind me, yeah? So me waking up here from an induced coma after heavy sedation and finding out that I've won £1 million. Of course I'm going to call the police.
You mean someone's having you on?
Because I need protection.
Someone's having me on.
Because I now need protection.
She did say this, she thought
this,
it was a joke.
This hospital bed. I'm no longer safe for this hospital bed anymore.
Do you know that's still one of the funniest things I heard? But Jordan said that he was literally saying that he felt the range of emotions. He said, I'm going to cry in a minute. I was just there in the hospital going through thinking, I'm going to cry.
He's like, I'm going to cry.
I don't know what emotion it is, but I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry.
All the wires glued to my chest and everything.
He doesn't even know why he's crying. He just wants to get it out of his
mouth. I said, I'm going to cry now. That's what you know. You're a mess.
I was a mess.
Being wheeled from the hospital. I ain't cried in ages.
I'm being wheeled from the hospital.
Fuck.
With a back to front gown. I've got no clothes on. I've got those stupid stockings. So only God knows how she felt. In an induced coma, she's just been told she's won £1 million.
Yeah.
Of course she's going to phone the police.
She thinks someone's having her on.
Fair enough.
Oh my God.
Yeah. She said she booked a trip to Hawaii. And,
oh my God.
Debs is happy. And yeah, she's also buying a car. So she,
good luck.
I don't think she should be driving if she's...
Yeah, she's been medically unwell.
Yeah, she's come back from an induced coma.
Do you know what? I'm not even going back on that, yeah.
Please.
This one's a bit dark, but fuck it. Still alive, buried, woman dug up and bathed in salt, vinegar and lemons. Maria Lopez, 24, died February the 11th, but was buried the following day, only to be dug back up again after someone called her mobile saying she's still alive.
That's a lie.
That's right, yeah.
How long was she down there for?
So she had a funeral?
Yeah, they had the funeral. Someone rang her phone and said...
She answered it.
So she picked up.
Wait, so for fuck's sake.
Wait.
So no, I'm dying here, you know.
No, but what I need to understand...
Hello?
No, but what I need to understand...
I got no reception down here.
But what I need to understand is how she has had a funeral, yeah? Because... That church piano, when those hymns are going, that's loud, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
What do you mean that would wake her up?
That's going to wake you up. Unless she's in an induced coma.
It's so dumb. No, but they're supposed to check the body. They can't be burying her with a phone. And the phone had battery.
Yeah.
It's a lie. That's a lie.
Apparently she picked up. Apparently,
she picked
up.
It's either.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. It's either that or that's a sick fetish of hers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that don't sound right. Up. Something don't sound right there.
Well, I can read the full story. A Nicaraguan woman has been buried
What?
Nicaraguan. Where is it? Is it like. I don't want to get it wrong. I feel like it's
South America. Like South America.
I'm like those, yeah. Nicaragua. If you watch like Narcos, you'll hear.
I've heard that name before. Yeah. I don't like the name though.
Yeah, it's a bit. Yeah. Anyway.
It's on the borderline.
Yeah. She was buried for the second time after her family exhumed her body because they thought she was still alive. Maria Lopez, 24, is said to have died.
She's young.
Yeah, February the 11th at New Dawn Hospital in the Caribbean coast town of Waspam and buried February the 12th, according to the local. So once they found out she was actually dead, she didn't actually pick up her phone and whoever rang her was chatting shit. Mm. But yeah. We'll put the little article.
That's a sick fetish because when you think about it, yeah, there's a long process you have to go through.
Mm.
Like you go to the morgue,
yeah.
You just strip naked, you're in the freezer. Yeah.
They put you in, what was it,
embalming.
Dang.
Yeah. You've got somebody examining your body and your private parts and
yeah.
everything.
Yeah.
Then they dress you up, yeah.
And someone slipped her phone in their pocket.
Yeah.
And she picked up while she was down.
That's a lie.
I'm not
that one.
It's a sick fetish.
Yeah. That's been Ear to the Streets news. We'll catch you again next week.
If you lot was, like, could you lot, if you could have a funeral and unhave it, would you have it?
What do you mean?
Oh, like, come back to life?
Mm.
Yeah. I'll do that.
I think I would.
Just to fuck with people.
What, if, would you lot,
I wanna see who's,
stage your own funeral?
I want to see who's upset.
No. I do silly stuff like walk past them.
What? While the middle of grieving?
No, like, say like you're going to Tesco or something, I'll just walk past you and look at you just to see how you react and just do it bare.
No, that's not good. Was,
yeah, you put someone in a juice coma.
Yeah,
I'd be there. If I saw it, I'd say, oh my God.
Yeah, I will. Yeah that's not good. I'd be done. It's hospital.
You see how Jordan was wheeling through the hospital? That would be me.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, I'd just come back and just do silliness. I don't think I'd be as serious.
Think I would just like to be in the coffin and because I'd have an open
casket because you want to see everybody.
And then I see what people do as they walk past me.
Like, we can be, or, like open up your eye.
Or like what they say. Because they might just come.
Do you know what's meant?
I rest up my body.
You know what's meant? If I went past Jordan's... I'll be looking at Jordan.
You know how childish that is.
Imagine being like this. And you'll be so tempted, you know, just Mum.
Well, grab her hand back when she comes.
Do you know what's up? Jordan's fucked. Because you know what's mad? I will look past, but I'll just be like this, looking at him the whole time.
I know you're awake. But the thing is, though, if I hear that, I'll be like...
Yeah, exactly. Holding the mouth, man.
Come on. Yeah, no, I can't. Would you not come back?
See, this is a lot of promotion.
No, I don't think that's fair when the fact because that's a lot traumatic. Of cost. It's cost.
Cost.
Yeah, nah,
it's cost.
Funerals are mad expensive.
It's a lot of cost. Yeah,
grieving. It's too much. I wouldn't want to put my family through that still.
Or you would literally have to have it, but then just save the coffin. Just put the coffin in the shed. until you actually go.
You're bad.
To put in the shed.
Because coffins are pricey, innit?
Yeah, they're like...
Depends on the coffin.
Yeah, depends on what you want. But if you want...
if you want a proper thing.
Yeah, like real wood.
Yeah. £5,000 up.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of mad, you know?
It's a rip-off. Because...
Because things can still come inside the coffin.
I guess so. I haven't really thought about that.
It's just how it is, isn't it?
But I do think it's a rip-off. Because if you can go to IKEA and get... furniture for that cheap, why can't I get a coffin for...
Like, you can get a wardrobe from IKEA with a mirror.
150. Two bills.
Yeah. Two bills. Yeah. And it's quite sturdy.
Yeah. Takes long to put up as well.
Yeah. Weeks.
I've still got.
Give me a little padded wardrobe.
Weeks.
Give me a little padded wardrobe.
You'll be buried in a padded wardrobe. Yo, man.
You know, we keep the cost down.
You want sliding doors or
what?
Yeah.
What with the mirror? No, with the mirror.
With the
LED light at the top.
Yeah, man. No, you just take out all the shelves.
You're bad. But yeah, now we've got some questions from the jury that we're going to answer. So we've got a couple of questions to answer. Whatever, yeah, you don't surprise us.
All right. Which one of you is most likely to get... Who is most likely to...
Wait, a Millie or a Mini?
A Millie.
Okay. Oh, we know the gambling addiction, Jordan. 100%.
Yeah, gambling addiction.
100%. You know that. You know you got an addictive personality.
But gambling's that's not my thing.
It was just the other week you were shouting at us about your drug addiction.
Yeah.
If we're talking drug addiction, that's me. I'll be gone. I'll take
anything
that one,
addiction you have.
No, but gambling, I'm not on that.
I'm voting you for that.
Yeah, gambling. I think you.
No. You
play poker.
Doesn't matter. It's for
friends. You actually plays poker.
Doesn't matter.
But do you not actually pay for money, or do you not just
have a poker night next week? he's actually Fiona's hosting a poker night.
Listen.
He's having people around and he's having a poker night.
Listen, that doesn't mean I have a gambling addiction.
And you're calling me the gambler?
We schedule it. You would get into gambling and it would take over your life.
Based off your Miami stories as well, yeah. I do think you'd spend a hefty chunk.
Jordan's the kind of man to be a gambler. He would.
Based off statistics.
I'll take drug addiction, crackheads, molly popper.
Gambler.
Heroin injector. No. I'll take those ones all day. But gambler?
Yep.
Mm-mm.
That's what I'm going for.
Yeah, I'd say gambler.
I'm also up on a milli.
I'd say it's fair between the both of them, to be fair. Like, I couldn't. Because Fionn loves work.
Yeah.
And Fionn loves work.
Not love work.
No, yeah, I think you love work.
Yeah, I think it's... Yeah, I can't really say...
This is your third work holiday. No, maybe even more. Fourth, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah, you love work.
Yeah.
Like, so
Fionn loves work.
I'll say it's like, even for them, for that. I wouldn't... Yeah, I couldn't say one person or whatever.
Any other... Yeah, next question. Whoa.
Oh, that's hard.
Whoa. So we're fighting against like a beetle or something. That would be hard.
They got tough.
Because they got the shell in it.
No, probably an ant.
They're strong, no, though. They got pincers.
No,
a human-sized ant.
Yeah, no, but... No, what you think about it, though, yeah?
He'll be finished.
You're finished.
Like... Finished.
That's an induced coma.
No, but listen, though, yeah? But like the ant has the bit, yeah?
Yeah.
Where it goes a bit thin. Yeah, so like it goes like boom.
Yeah,
there's a tiny gap.
Yeah. There'll be human size.
If you just hit the ant with a hiyo.
Nah. Then, you'll be finished.
Then that should hopefully, you know what I mean?
Nah, you know what a thousand times their weight is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a thousand times.
It's the same size as you.
Yeah, but that's not gonna pick me up because I'm too quick. You know what I'm saying? It would have to be an ant.
I'm going for a worm. I think worms, I don't even know if it's... Does the worm have a head or a tail? I don't know with worms. I'm just going
to...
And
that's why the worm's going to get you.
Why?
Because you won't know where to look.
But I'm not...
Where's man going to hit?
I'm just punching the belly. Just the midriff. I'm just punching the
you'll be done.
I'm just punching the midriff.
You'll be there for time, just like... Like, what, is he facing me? is this the worm's bottom?
No, I'm punching the stomach.
No, you won't have a
clue. No, I'm punching the stomach. Worm, I'm doing a worm. A human-sized worm, I reckon I could take that.
I'm trying to think of animals or insect that's easy pickings. But not...
Go on, say what was on your mind.
Nothing's popped. Normally, I'll just say shit, but nothing popped up in my mind.
I'm not going to give you one. You got to say.
I might go with worm because it hasn't got arms and legs.
Yes, easy.
So it's just like...
Ant, serious. You'd have...
I might go with worm.
You'd have...
I'm backing myself.
An ant.
I'm backing
myself. Man said, hoya.
If there's an ant there, if there's an ant there, I'll be moving mad old school. Yeah, come, come.
You're going to die.
You're going to die.
Come then, come, come.
Induced coma. Induced coma.
You're going to die.
Man said, come, come.
Come,
you got me on. With your arm from behind. Like you got a bottle on you or something. Nah, you're going to lose.
I'll bottle the ant.
That's going to be a sad, sad defeat.
Battered.
Worm. All day long. All day long. Any more?
The podcast. I think so, yeah. That might.
Yeah. Yeah, probably anything around the podcast.
Yeah.
Could be timing.
Yeah.
Topics.
Yeah.
Piss up.
Yeah.
I'd say the podcast would get turned into a heated argument.
Yeah, that's probably the only time. Probably.
Argue. Other than that, it's just,
yeah,
we don't really care.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Thank you.
No, we've got the dilemma to wrap things up.
Yeah, it's in the chat.
Forgot I'm reading things now.
Let me get a penny, please.
No, I was the head reader in school. Okay, right. So, this week's dilemma. I've been with my girlfriend for 3.5 years and I love her to death. But she keeps getting these very experimental...
Hairstyles, I think.
But she keeps getting very experimental with her hairstyles, and a lot of them don't bang. I get her to stop?
Wow, that's mad. A lot of them don't bang.
How do I get her to stop? And I don't want her to feel like she can't express herself. Now, I'll be honest, if I've got with a girl and I've known her, you know, for having, you know, a certain
outlandish
type of hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but like a calm hair. And then one day she wakes up and she says to me, do you know what? I'm going to go for the spikes today.
Oh.
Yeah? For the gelled spikes.
What, like my girl from Angelica's, Angelica?
I think that's Rugrats. Just tear out. I don't even think that's spikes.
That was spikes, isn't it? Was it?
I thought I just tear heard out just, spikes. Just tear out.
Tear out.
No, but these ones, it's
just
gelled.
It was just stiff. Gelled.
Oh, they're, like,
you know, like what, punk rocker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like there's 8 of them.
Oh, like
two.
Yeah.
Two and then two going up and up. I'll be honest, if this is the path that she's trying to go down,
mm-hmm. you're gonna break up.
I might be on a different path. Really? I can't.
You wouldn't try and sit her down and say, stop it.
Look, if that's what she's after, then so be it. But I mean, that's like, you know, if your girl, because the thing is, if she says, look, I'm sorry, but this is me. You know, I should come around for Christmas.
No, I'm geeking off. I know I'm not having that.
Like, do you know what that's like? That's like her getting with you and you saying, all right, do you know what? I'm just going to wear belly tops now.
Yeah, it's similar. No, it's the same thing.
Yeah. And she likes you, look, babe, please don't. And you're like, nah, what? Fuck.
Yeah, I'll do what I want. Yeah. No,
it's my belly. It's my belly button.
Yeah, I'm on the same thing.
It's my belly button ring.
Yeah, if she's doing that, I'm having an argument with her. So I'm just like, you're not caring about me. You're selfish. Like, about me?
It is actually.
It's an act of selfishness.
What about me? You represent me and you're looking like that. No, I'm kicking
like
off.
In it? Like a punk.
Yeah, what? I didn't sign up for this. I'm moving.
From Rockstar.
I think you just have to have the conversation. Say, I'm not doing this with you again.
Yeah.
Sort it out or I'm gone.
Yeah, that's all it's got to be.
But are we being harsh though?
No. Yeah.
Have to be harsh because if you don't nip it in the bud now, what's she going to do the following month or the following week?
Yeah, you could be, it's just a slippery slope from there, boy. You said spikes like that. Nah.
Because that's extreme.
Yeah, that's too far for me.
That's actually extreme because where do you go from there?
No, do you know what? Yeah, maybe it's a bit mad because if she was to go bald,
that's different. Because there's a condition then.
What?
No.
You're talking about like she's going bald or she just...
Expound on what you said though.
Huh?
Expound on what you said though.
No, sorry. No, I thought you meant... No, listen. Listen, no.
You're going down that road.
No. I'm saying if she's got a condition where she's cutting.
No one mentioned
her.
Anything about
the position. I thought you said going bald. But when someone's going bald, that means there's a journey.
You just said go bald like
going
that.
Going
like,
bald no, is a journey. It's no. Going bald. Like, if someone is bald, going bald means that there's a destination of baldness. And that means, that for me says condition. That's what it says, going bald.
Okay, well, it's her choice. Yeah.
Oh, just to bald it off.
She's woke up in the morning.
And barling it off.
And she's got your...
Clippers.
Your clippers.
She's set to zero.
Got it.
Yeah.
Skin.
Watch this.
And there's hair all in the sink and everything, all on the floor and everything. And that's it. And it's all uneven and everything. And you've said to her...
Like a Britney Spears type of thing.
Yeah. And you've said to her, like, what are you doing? And she said, what? What, you don't like it?
Yeah, no, we'd have to have words. You have to, because if you're doing the Britney Spears thing, there's obviously other things going on.
Yeah.
I think to me personally, if she's going to do the Britney Spears thing, then I think like that the best thing to do is take immediate action and go to one of the hair shops in Peckham.
And what, get a little wig?
Yeah, we're going to have to get a wig while the real one's being made.
Fair enough. Yeah. But I wouldn't hang around. I'd have the conversation. If she's not listening, I have to go. Yeah.
Okay, so what if your girlfriend now
did that? That's a long term relationship.
Exactly.
Elsie's gonna stand by.
You ain't going nowhere.
Elsie's standing by.
Are you going nowhere?
You look nice with that.
Yeah.
No, I'm not lying.
Sexy.
Them patches there.
A million percent.
Go on, patches.
I'm not lying.
Elsie would be like, why are you not saying? But next time, just come to the barbers with me. I'm growing dreads. Maybe we can grow our hair back together.
We could be on this journey together.
I'm not lying to her. But there would be a cutoff point. I'm not hanging around because I can't come out of her. And that's my main issue.
Oh, not being able to be seen over.
Yeah, like, that would lead to other things. Like,
do you know they'll say that you're the problem?
Yeah, like, why are you hiding me? Why are you ashamed of me?
If Elsie's still bald, they'll be like, Elsie is doing something wrong in that relationship.
Yeah, 100%.
The man would have to have an intervention. Yeah. Elsie, what have you been doing to her?
Because that's what I'd think.
Yeah.
That's the first point
of cool. If your girl went bald, I'd go to show him behind your back.
Yeah,
Elsie's
stressing her. Her hair's dropping out. By the minute. It's just chunks of hair.
Yeah.
She's just dropping out.
Else.
There's a handful of locks, you know. Else. But that's us, man. That's us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's been us, people. Please don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. a big shout out to everybody that's commented on the last episode saying Ben's invoice. Ben's
Whoa George this time, please. Yeah. Whoa George. That's what we need this week.
Comment Whoa George.
Whoa George, please. Yeah. We're talking about you going to India and beating people up. Then no, Whoa George.
That sounds mad. that sounds mad.
No, that's not.
That sounds so mad.
Whoa George.
No, because he might not be in India. He could be in London.
You said you're heading straight over there. When you heard that, straight flight to get to India. I'm punching up a man over there. Whoa, George. Whoa, George. Please.
This is propaganda. Yeah. But this has been the Koppo Show, formerly known as the Koppo Podcast. I've been Big Judy George, joined here today by my Makaleles.
Elsie, aka Mr. Make It Happen.
It's your boy Fiona, the one you'll come to see.
Till next time, people.
Peace.